Brody Huizinga was about 30 seconds away from being inside a North Burnaby trench in October 2012 when a retaining wall collapsed into it, killing 28-year-old pipelayer Jeff Caron and injuring his co-worker Thomas Richer. Huizinga was in BC Supreme Court in Vancouver Monday to testify at the trial of his former employer, Jay Cote & Son Excavating Limited, and company foreman David Green. Jay Cote is on trial for criminal negligence causing death and criminal negligence causing injury. Green faces the additional charge of manslaughter. Both pleaded not guilty at the beginning of their trial last Monday. A scar that will be forever with me. On October 11, 2012, Huizinga said he got into the trench at Jay Cote's storm and sewer line project behind Edinburgh Street after a morning coffee break to help Caron and Richer deal with a faulty cutoff saw. He grabbed the saw and got back out of the trench, which he said was vertically cut, and right alongside a retaining wall. 30 seconds after he left the trench, the wall collapsed, hitting Richer and pinning Caron, he said. Huizinga said Green, immediately, told him to go get another heavy machine operator over with an excavator to help lift the wall off Caron. Within a few minutes, he said two excavators lifted the wall, and Caron slid into the trench. I seen the wall lift off of him. He was awake, and I seen his lights go out, Huizinga told a WorkSafe BC investigator in October 2012, according to a transcript read out in court. Huizinga told the court he tries not to look back on that day. It's definitely a scar that will be forever with me, and it took a long time to get over it, he said. Huizinga's testimony about Green's behavior after the wall collapsed contrasted Richer's account. Richer told the court last week that he had had to take charge of the situation and tell Green to call 911 as Green was running away from the scene. Huizinga told the court Green had immediately told him to get the second excavator and that Green was already on the phone at that time. Later, he said Green sent him to direct emergency crews into the site. Safety changes. The Edinburgh Street project shut down for 5 or 6 months after the accident, according to Huizinga. Crown Prosecutor Emmanuel Rouleau asked if he noticed any steps Jay Cote had taken to ensure safety differently when he returned, and he said yes. He said there were more toolbox talks and the company had an orientation packet, including information on hazard identification. When he started at the company 2.5 years before the wall collapse, he said he didn't get a safety orientation or any materials outlining safety guidelines. Huizinga said safety issues were discussed but in an informal, hands-on way, and when his foreman or Green had toolbox talks, workers didn't have to sign off on what had been discussed. Green's lawyer, Joe Saulnier, suggested what had changed after the accident was a matter of paperwork. Is it fair to say that there were toolbox meetings both before and after the accident, but afterwards the paperwork might have been a little different, he asked. Yeah, Huizinga said. There was more documents after the fact. Jay Cote's lawyer, Bill Smart, took Huizinga through his interview with WorkSafe BC in October 2012. In it, Huizinga said there had been another retaining wall, further down the line, that he and an excavator operator had dismantled, but no one had raised concerns about the wall that collapsed. I didn't have any safety concerns about the project, Huizinga stated in the transcript. Like, when I went in the ditch, I didn't feel any different than any other time. In court, Smart asked Huizinga if his answers to WorkSafe BC had been accurate. Yes, Huizinga said. The trial is expected to continue Tuesday. Follow Cornelia Naylor on X, Twitter @CorNaylor, email cnaylor@burnabynow.com.